Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Duval DJ Bravo. Let's get it.
Yes, you guys, you're tuned in to Nala's Den. This is your girl, your host Nala on MN Live Radio. And we have so much going on right now. But today we just gonna focus on one person, and that's Keno Stats, you guys, out of Daytona, Florida. He is, but this weekend or next weekend, let me get it right. You know, he will be performing in Miami February 2nd, you guys, for his chance to perform at the BET Awards, you guys. So now that we've said that, let me give my personal shout outs to DJ Bravo and Making It Mag. The most people that are inspiring me right now, along with MN Live Radio and everybody else that's being a partner and partnering up with our team. I really appreciate you guys. But right now, it's the den time. Let's get into this interview with Keno Stacks. Hello.
How you doing? This is Keno Stacks calling in for a radio interview.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling in, first of all. And now, welcome to Nala's Den. Now, you want to tell everyone about yourself and what got you into doing music?
Okay, well, first of all, my name is Keno Stacks. I'm from the Bahamas originally. Now I live in Florida. I used to rap in Daytona Beach 286. And I've been doing music since I was a little kid. You know, that me and my grandmother actually plays the piano, and the kind of music was just always in my bloodline. So ever since then, I went from producing to starting to write, and from writing to recording, and from recording to performing, you understand? Oh. Kind of just came out flowing, you know what I mean? It was like I was made for it, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. So have you played any instruments?
Yeah, I play the piano and the trumpet.
Okay. So is that how you kind of got started into writing, or did you just start out with the music thing first?
It was always, I always kind of wrote, you know, that kind of way, because I'm a great writer. I write stories and stuff like that as well, you know, so that's I always kind of wrote, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So what inspired you? What ticked you, or was there an event in your life that was like, this is what I need to be doing? Or, you know, was it just a passion? What got you into doing music?
Well, on a serious level, yeah. Well, when I was in 11th grade, I moved with my aunt. And I started, she had actually given me the opportunity to get on some stages around there, you know, in the area. And basically show my talent, you know, she gave me that shot. And there was like one day that I had a performance in school, and I just rocked it. Everybody was loving it. She came into my room and she told me, she was like, that's you. She was like, that's you.
Wow.
Like, when you was up there, she was like, when you was up there, it was just something about it, just something, you, it was like you owned that stage, your presence and everything, that's you. And from then, it was just, you know what I mean? I moved over here. I graduated school. I moved over here. And, you know, it's been up since then.
That's what's up. That's so exciting. Your energy is amazing. So I can't imagine what it's like when you're on stage.
Yeah, so I hope you get the pleasure of seeing it one day.
I'm working on that. I see you all over the place right now. So,
yeah, man, I'm trying to be, you know what I mean? That's the best. Any publicity is good publicity, man, you know what I mean? Anything is worth, you know what I mean? As long as you work, you're going to get those blessings, you know?
Okay, so you're right. So how long have you actually been rapping or actually putting your lyrics out to the world?
Well, I've been doing that for a while, you know what I mean? But actually, like, yeah, I've been, honestly, since, like, 7th grade, I've been, like, releasing music and stuff like that.
What?
But since I've been, I actually have. but since, like as far as getting on major platforms and, you know what I mean, doing shows and
right.
stuff like that, that's been, like, 2018 up to now. You know what I mean? As far as the shows and just popping my music on all major platforms, like, you know, Apple Music and all of that, collecting streams, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. It's been 2018 up to right now, you know?
That's what's up. So how do you explain your style of music? What type is it? Being that you're from another country, you know, how do you explain your style of music?
Well, my style of music, basically, it's adopted from you guys from the American side, because I do rap and I do reggae as well, you know what I mean? But
right.
I think where it derives is my accent, you know what I mean? That's where they differ, you know what I mean? The Bahamian accent, well, let me switch it off a little bit. See, the Bahamian accent is kind of, you know, broken English. It ain't really a language, but it's a language. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. So, yeah. This is going to be a little off subject. So, how long have you been here in the States? Or were you born here?
I've been here about 5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, still got the strong accent. I love it.
Yeah, can't lose that.
That's what's up. So, let's talk about your recent performance with Making It Mag. How was it performing or opening up for Keith Chief and all of them?
Well, it was great, man. It was a great experience first time. Like, it was kind of like unexpected. You know what I mean? I would never thought that I would be able to get on those kind of platforms.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not like, you know what I mean? Most people look at me like, all right, he ain't on that upper level yet. But he goes,
right.
He's got something going. But you know what I mean? So it was amazing. You know what I mean? I was definitely, I could say, 100% blessing. You know what I mean? So, like, that's all I can say, man. It was just a blessing. It was amazing to actually be able to get that opportunity.
Did it kind of change your view or motivate you a little bit more on the industry and what you're trying to do?
Yeah, it both changed my view and motivated, you know what I mean? And some points to change my view is what I mean, like, certain venues you go to, you can tell, like, it's like certain people don't care as much.
Right.
Kind of way, like what I mean, like, it's always like kind of a rushy thing, and it's like time, you know what I mean? So
right.
I kind of opened my eyes to that, but you know what I mean, it also motivated me to be the headliner instead of the guy opening, you know what I mean? It motivated me to be that big name, you know what I mean?
So how was the crowd? What was the energy like? Were you nervous?
Oh, the energy was great, because, you know, but of course they're ready for the main event. But
right.
The energy was great the whole time. You know, people definitely was feeling what I had to bring, you know what I mean? So it was great, you know?
That's
very
what's
welcome, up. You know, chill energy.
That's exciting. I'm proud of you. So let's talk about your song. Is it Plain Rolly Jane?
Yeah, Plain Jane Rowley.
Oh, I said it backwards. Plain Jane Rowley. Okay, how did you come up with the title for this song?
Well, believe it or not, I was just fooling around, because you know what I mean. I went shopping like early that week, and I saw the Rolex and stuff like that, and I was about to buy one, and then I was like, the person that I was with, I was making a joke, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna just wear that to make, you know what I mean, basically to make the image look good. But, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, you big shopper, and you ain't even blow up yet. So I kind of came into that kind of perspective. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it just went from there, you know?
That's what's up. I like it. I like the vibe. I like the way you put it out there. It threw me off the meaning you just said, because when I thought about it, I was thinking about, you know, rolling up for real. So I'm like, okay. But I like that. That's a contradictive a contradictive thing, you know what I'm saying? You saying one thing and you meaning something else. So that's what's up. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, if you could travel anywhere in the world right now to perform on any platform, where would it be and why?
If I could travel anywhere in the world right now to be on any platform, where would it be?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's a good one. Man, I honestly don't know, but, what I was trying to do right now, the first thing that popped in my head was going to Cali for the BET Awards this year, because that's my goal right now.
So, right. So let's talk about that. So how are you selected, or are you on the goal of trying it?
I'm in the running. That's what this performance is about, February 2nd, when I go down to Miami.
What?
I'm basically securing my spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So how did you get the spot in Miami? And it's Super Bowl weekend, so you fitting to have a crowd. How did you get that?
Yeah. Well, I got to owe that to my manager, Rockstar Flex. Shout out to him. You know what I mean? He hooked me up with that, and we went down to Fort Lauderdale, and we auditioned for this. It was called Who Wants to Make It? It was hosted by 2 Art Radio. And when we went down there, we auditioned basically to it was kind of like to thin in the load, you know what I mean? There's a load of people, and then they had to pick a certain amount of people, and then now you go on to this level.
Right.
And then, yeah, you see what I mean? So this is kind of like the second round coming up, so, you know what I mean? Once I slay that, then it's over with, you know what I mean?
I wish you the best. I wish I could just see it here and watch it on live or something and be like,
I'm going to definitely be going live. So if you really want to, I'm going to make sure you tune in, all right?
Okay. Yes, please do that, because I don't like to miss stuff like that. That's important. That's a landmark in your life that we want to.
Yeah, definitely.
A milestone. Definitely. Yes. Okay. So where do you get your artistic or your inspiration from when you're writing or doing your music? Is there anybody that you, like, would collab with, or like to meet, or, you know? Who inspires you when you're doing your music?
Who inspires me? The thought of just better inspires me, you know what I mean? Giving my family better, you know what I mean? Giving my mom better, giving my little brothers better. My brother, my little sisters, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like my only drive. Because I'm from, like I said, I'm from the Bahamas, so they don't live here with me. I'm here alone. I don't really have no family like that. So that kind of, bridging the gap is kind of what motivates me, you know what I mean? Just trying to get to where I can be able to, you know, have them here with me, you know what I mean? Or at least be able to go back and forth and see them on the regular.
That's so touching. Shout out to the Bahamas. We're gonna make sure they hear this interview. Yes.
Sure, 242 all day.
Oh my gosh. That's so touching. Okay, so is there any artist out right now that inspires you as well? Is there any artist that you listen to a lot, or, you know,
the only dude I really listen to right now. I mean, I listen to a few artists, but I listen to Roddy Ricch, you know, Roddy Ricch, cool, you know, I like his hustle, you know what I mean, the way he's blowing up, you know, but that's about it. If I'm not listening to myself, I'm kind of listening to, like, reggae or, like, some old school, you know what I mean, some Biggie or something like that, you know?
Okay. And why does Roddy Ricch inspire you so much? What is it about him?
I kind of watched his come up, you know what I mean? Well, I didn't watch his come up because I don't know him, but I'm saying, like, I kind of was following him before he got his when he got to, on the level of mainstream, and you know what I mean? It just kind of inspired me. I just, like, just stayed 100 to himself, you know what I mean? Just did his thing, you know?
That's what's up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there anybody... trying to see how to put it. Is there anybody around you that, or on this journey right now, who constantly motivates you and, you know, keeps you positive, you know, when you're like, man, I'm sick of this, you know. Is there anybody or any people around you that do that for you that you would like to give a shout out to today?
Well, yeah, there's some people, like, of course, my mom, you know what I mean, when I talk to her, like, she always keeps me, you know what I mean, keeps me headstrong, you know what I mean? My buddy Flex, my manager, like I told you, like, you know what I mean, he always keeps me motivated, keeps me headstrong, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, as an artist, you need that, you know what I mean? You don't really believe all the time that this is, you know what I mean, it, but, you know what I mean, it, you know, he's there. And, yeah, that's about it.
Okay. So what's been your most challenging moment right now?
My most challenging moment? Like...
As an artist.
Just as an artist?
Mm-hmm.
Well, being from a different place and trying to get the attention of people over here, you know, trying to build that fan base.
Mm-hmm.
That's been, like, my most challenging thing, you know, as an artist.
This is up. My heart goes out to you. It's so timing sometimes when I do my interviews. I'm in school for business right now, and we just had to do a recent project on what makes it hard for other countries in the United States. And we had to speak on, like, three most important things. So I'm glad I had this interview with you because I can use this in my PowerPoints, you know.
Yeah, you know. Some valuable points for me, for real, but there's a lot of things that, you know what I mean, that a lot of people face that are from different countries, you know, because, man, it's a whole different world over here, you know?
Right, and we're spoiled and we're ungrateful. That's how I feel, just from studying the other countries. I'm just like, we are some really ungrateful people, you know? So it changes my look on a lot of things, and has been, but this interview is really going to help my PowerPoint this weekend, because I wasn't going to do it. I was like, I'm going to wait till after my interview because I don't know. Sometimes I get my clues and stuff off of my interviews. So I'm like, I'm just going to wait.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I waited. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
All right. So I'm going to let you go. You know, thank you for calling in to our station.
Thanks for having me.
Before you go, can you let all our fans and your fans know today where we can find you at if we ever need to find Keno?
Okay, well, you can hit me up on Instagram at who is Keno Stocks, you understand what I'm saying? Or you can go on my Facebook page at OG Stocks The Rock. That's OG Stocks The Rock, okay? And I've been in the music platforms, all the platforms actually, so, you know what I mean? Y'all would never problem finding me, and I guess I do wide variety of music, so I'm sure there's something for everybody in that playlist. Okay?
That's what's up. All right, Keno, thank you.
All right, thank you.
No problem. You have a good day.
All right, you as well.
All right, you guys, we just finished up our interview with Keno Stocks. The energy was so awesome, right? Right. It was dope. It was really dope. All right, but before we end this show today, you know I never end our show without letting you hear their songs and what drew us at MN Live Radio to those certain people. So right now, we're going to listen to Plain Jane Rowley by Keno Stocks. Here it goes.
I got a bus down, Charlie, she gets to move it. I told her I'ma put her in a coupe or in a jet. For me, she riding, she ain't even seen the cash yet. So when I get rid, I'ma put her in some baggage.
We on the mission to get it, you know that I'm with it, cause ain't nobody going harder than this. See, I gotta get it, so fuck if they listen, cause they gon' still be a part of the gift. I had to make moves, break rules, living life like escape rooms. Cheat that, still chase tunes, but every step leads to break.
Wish rooms. I could trade these dope tags into price tags.
Wish my niggas in my grind, they could have their life back.
See, I'ma fuck it up and spend it, get it right back.
And I ain't never had shit, so they don't like that.
I'm just trying to ball, so if you call, I got it right back. Cause I've been on a mission for millions, gotta get my nights back. I'ma have it over, they sleep on me like a nightcap. Rather move in silence, can't let them know where my mind at.
I bought a plain Jane Rollie, still in faded yet. I got some Mary Jane blowing, still in faded yet. Been at the bottom so long, they saying that I'm next. Swear I've been stopping so long, I'm taking greater steps. I got a bust down, shawty, she gets to moving. I told her I'ma put her in a coupe or in a jet. From me, she riding, she ain't even seen the gas yet. So when I get rid, I'ma put her in some baguettes. I see them looking at it, studying my process. I got my black card on my face, card from the projects. And we don't come if it don't jump up out the Pyrex. I put the ones in the middle to make the knot stretch. I pop out the Kumex in the middle like a Roddy Ritz. All my diamonds dancing, they glittering on my tummy fit. I've been up there, Remy, sorry if I'm looking out of it. Lately I've been stressing while you basic living moderate. Lately I've been guessing who be fake, it's way too obvious. Waiting on my blessings to be straight, fuck what you gotta give. Lately they've been waiting on my fault, but I was made for this. So ain't no breaking me or shaking me, wait till that paper hit. I bought a plain Jane Rollie, still in faded yet. I got some Mary Jane blowing, still in faded yet. Been at the bottom so long, they saying that I'm next. Swear I've been stopping so long, I'm taking greater steps. I got a bust down, shawty, she gets to moving. I told her I'ma put her in a coupe or in a jet. For me, she riding, she ain't even seen the cash yet. So when I get red, I'ma put her in some baguettes.
Listen up. That was Keno Stacks, you guys. The name of that song is Plain Jane Rollie. Now, let me not say it backwards, okay? Plain Jane Rollie. I hope you guys enjoyed this interview today. I hope you guys be looking out for him. Follow him, share, like this, you know, spread the word. He will be performing in Miami next weekend, February 2nd, for his chance to perform at the BET Awards, and that's his dream this year, you guys, to go to the BET Awards in Cali. You feel me? All right, you know what time it is for me. This your girl, Nala. But before we leave, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, make sure you try to tune in for all live shows, interviews every Friday, 12 p.m. is when I do them, okay? Make sure you tune in. As much as you can. But if you would like to be a part of MN Live Radio and what we're doing and interviews as well, you can email us at mndesignswiththezmedia@gmail.com. Artists, DJs, you can send your music in as well and your mixes to mndesigns, that's with the Z Media, at gmail.com. I hope to talk and see each and every one of you soon in your state or city with us traveling all around the world. All right, you guys, you know what time it is for me. This your girl, Nala, MN Live Radio, and I'm signing out.